7:47 after a 12-hour flight, when everyone had to get out of their seat, stretch their sore and aching muscles, find their carry-ons, hit someone by accident with luggage that was too large, then have to stop and hold up everyone else while they apologized, and finally make their way off the plane. Deplaning was not a speedy process, especially when one was seated way, way in the back, as Patrick was on this flight. As he waited, he was neither patient nor impatient. He was just sort of numb. When the hordes of humanity closest to him finally started to move, Patrick tried to remember how his legs worked. After collecting his briefcase from under the seat in front of him, he crawled out of his godforsaken middle seat at the back of the coach cabin, grabbed his one small carry-on bag, and then started to move with the herd off the plane. When the air on the jet bridge touched his face, it felt like someone had thrown a hot, wet, smelly blanket over his head. Ah, yes, a cool day in Bangkok. He knew that after drinking about a gallon of water, spending about an hour in the shower, followed by 10 hours of sleep, then and only then would he start to feel like a real human being again. But he couldn't let his mind go there just yet. No, there were too many hurdles to get through between where he was and those good feelings. The walkway from the airplane into the terminal always reminded him of the chutes cattle were forced into on their way to the slaughterhouse. He didn't know what had originally placed that image into his head, but once there, it would not leave. Now, every time he found himself walking through one of the things, that vision came rushing back to him uninvited. Patrick had made his first trip to Thailand many years earlier, when flights came into an older airport in a different part of town. For the last several years, all flights arrived at the still relatively new airport. The only problem was the new airport had a lot more capacity, and more capacity brought more planes, which brought more people, which made for a bit of chaos at times getting out of the airport. In addition to being a ridiculously long flight, this flight had been especially torturous because of bad weather. Huge storms somewhere over Belarus or Kazakhstan had woken up most of the people who had settled in to try to get some sleep. There was something about getting tossed around on a darkened plane in the middle of the night that was especially frightening, even for a road warrior like Patrick. The flight had left London's Heathrow Airport pretty much on time, a few minutes after 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Patrick had hoped to get some sleep, but the experience of filling the plane to capacity and then shaking it vigorously for roughly one quarter of the distance did not lend itself to rest. Their pilot had dutifully tried to find better conditions by detouring around the worst of the weather, but in the end, there was only so much he could do. Patrick had not been able to get much sleep, so with nothing else to do, he had sat in his middle seat and watched the little airplane symbol on the map on the seat back in front of him as it slowly, ever so slowly, inched its way across Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, China, a sliver of Nepal, and finally, finally over Myanmar, before they started their descent into Bangkok, Thailand, where they landed at about 3:30 Sunday afternoon. With the time change of 6 hours and the flight time of 12, it was only 18 hours. But to Patrick and everyone else who crawled off the plane that hot, muggy afternoon, it felt like a lifetime had passed.